received medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He's innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of the disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Very good.
Good.
How are you doing in medical school?
Pretty good. The schedule is getting more hectic. It's almost done in about 5 more weeks, but I'm still alive.
Good.
Yeah. We have a very, very hectic schedule. We have a great schedule. We have many scheduled guests today, so let's get started with our first guest, Kitty. Good morning, Kitty.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Hello, Kitty.
Hi. Kitty, can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Well, actually, I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. My family and I moved out here 2 months ago so I could find a doctor, and I'm very excited that we found Dr. Tong.
Wow. So you moved out here to see Dr. Tong, or by luck you found Dr. Tong?
I found him after I got out here.
Ah, I see.
So where do you live by now?
Now I'm in San Diego.
Yes.
Okay.
And I drive up every week, and I look forward to coming.
Yeah. How did you hear about us?
They're a friend of mine. She brought her son in, and she actually is looking forward to coming to see you too. And but I got to come to you first.
Mm. Mm. What do you do, Kitty?
I am in Louisiana. I'm a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, over the summer, I was diagnosed with lupus, and so I've taken off. I'm not working at the moment.
Oh, I see. So
I have 4 daughters.
Oh, wow.
That's a full-time job.
Yes. Well, do you mind if I kind of read off some of your complaints from your history and physical?
Sure.
Okay, so when you first came in, which was in October, to see Dr. Tong, you had shoulder pain, right hip pain, you were diagnosed with lupus, fatigue, dry eyes, you had chronic hives, mild depression, beating in your ears, nausea after your bowel movements, constipation, and post-nasal drip. So you suffered from all of this?
I did, yes.
What were the worst?
The worst was probably the fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I didn't realize until after I came that my mind was so foggy. I think my whole life my mind's been foggy, so I feel better now than I've ever felt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, when were you diagnosed with lupus?
About August.
Oh, so just recently,
yes.
Just a few months ago. Okay, but these symptoms, how long have you had these symptoms for?
Some of them I've had my whole life.
Oh.
Like what?
Yes, which ones?
I would say digestion problems, the fogginess in my head. I think I was born with
it. That's too good.
That's right. And, yes. And let's see, the fatigue I've had for years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely getting better. My mental energy is much better.
So you're not as foggy now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So when you were in Louisiana, what treatments did you seek?
Well, I ended up going to UAB. That's actually where I got diagnosed with lupus. But, until your symptoms get worse, really, they don't do anything. And then when they do get worse, they give you steroids. So I wanted to avoid steroids.
So you do not take the steroids?
I took them once for the hives, which later I found out don't help hives.
Yes.
But anyway, I did take one steroid pack, but I really didn't want to take it.
And it didn't help at all?
No, it did not.
Did you get any side effects from that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I got the shoulder pain from that. An orthopedic told me that sometimes you can get...
So the shoulder pain came after you took the steroids?
Correct.
Okay. So basically, they diagnosed you with lupus, and they didn't do anything until your symptoms got worse, and then they prescribed you the steroids, and it didn't help, and then you ended up with shoulder pain, too. Is that right?
And you became disabled because of the lupus?
Not really disabled, but I did, I had, the fatigue, I guess, was disabling, because in the last day, you have to be at the top of the
game. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You definitely have to have a lot of energy, and plus with four daughters, that's quite a handful.
Yes.
So when you came here and you've heard of Dr. Tong and you've been seeing him for about 3 weeks now, what can you tell us, some differences or do you notice improvements or changes in your body?
Like I said, you know, my mind is much clearer.
Mm-hmm.
I have more energy.
Mm-hmm.
My digestion is better. The pain in my shoulders and hips are gone.
It's gone. Your pain's gone.
Yeah. How many treatments have you had so far? How many treatments have you had so far?
I think I've had either three or four.
Yeah. All your life you have been suffering from digestive problem, mental fogginess, and fatigue. And all this year, modern medicine has not done much for you. But four treatments, okay, change your mind.
That is amazing. And you drive from San Diego once a week, then? Is that right?
That's right.
Wow.
Now, do you believe that lupus can be cured?
I do.
Mm-hmm. See?
Yes, I do.
See, all my patients being treated by us believe that all this chronic disorder can be cured, whereas medicine do not believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We have so many guests scheduled. We will follow you up and show that you will continue to improve. See, right now, you are much more equipped to go back to real estate, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right, yes.
You're going to go back to work soon?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of enjoying the vacation.
What about the improvement you think is you're very happy about? Anything else?
I noticed too, even after the first treatment, like when I saw my family, I felt closer to the relationship.
You know yourself.
So emotionally.
Yes.
Yes, so that was really neat.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Before you're too preoccupied and you're too disconnected to know who you are in all your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
Yes, I think in Louisiana there's something we call lanyap, and that's when you get something extra.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all these little extras, and that's one of them. There's all these little benefits and lanyap that I've gotten from seeing Dr. Tong.
That is great.
Very good, yes.
Kitty, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And we will follow up with you very soon.
Great.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Kitty on the phone. She's from Louisiana. She only moved here 2 months ago, found Dr. Tong, 3 to 4 treatments, and her symptoms have improved greatly.
And she had those symptoms all her life.
Years and years. If this sounds familiar to you, she's diagnosed with lupus. If you have lupus, please give us a call, 714-556-8664. Okay, we have a caller. Should we go to the caller first? Or should we go to our...
Let's go to our guest.
Okay, let's go to Diane. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Hi, welcome to our show.
We missed you last week. Yeah, we got the wrong phone number.
Yes, Diane was scheduled for last week, but we have her this week. Diane, where are you from? What do you do?
I'm originally from Arkansas, but I live in Anaheim, California.
Okay.
And 2 years ago, I had my own lupus house cleaning service, and I was hit in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And I got lumbar disc disease, spinal stenosis, osteoporosis, arthritis, and I have severe kidney problems.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they had tried a machine on me approximately 2 months ago, and
dialysis.
They had put some wires in me and put a machine on me.
Oh, that's a spinal stimulator.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been waiting for them to put a permanent metal piece in my back because I had total incontinence. And I have had three nervous breakdowns because of manic depression.
Wow.
And a week before I came to see Dr. Tom, home health care came out, was on the four-wheel walkers with the seat because I could not walk a block without having to sit up.
Wow.
And since I have been to see Dr. Tom, I've been there three times. My mental capabilities are coming back. I can now walk without even a cane.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
That's good.
You don't need the cane anymore.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the cane.
Or the walker, right?
Or the walker, number one.
Or the stimulator. That's a terrible thing to do. They put it in there, the wires, you connect it with a little machine underneath your skin, and you stimulate it. But that's covering the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And the wire can get infected and can cause meningitis within your spinal cord.
Right.
So it's a terrible, expensive,
and
sometimes, and sometimes they pump in morphine into the spinal cord, even though a small amount, but it can cause infection, and cause all kinds of problems, but it doesn't resolve your problem, not like what we're doing to you.
Right,
now, and I have found that I've gotten off my medication, and I was on all kinds of medication for manic depression.
Mm-hmm.
There were times I couldn't even get out of my house. And I've only been to see Dr. Tom for three times, and I praise God for him.
Wow.
Because he has done wonders.
How long have you had all these symptoms for, Diane? How long?
I've had them for 10 years.
So it's been 10 years, and
I have been unable to go to work. I have been disabled. With Dr. Tom and his services, I am hoping that if he still is okay, that maybe in 6 weeks to 2 months, I might be able to go back to work, but that's up to him.
Yeah, you would be if you can stay on our treatment schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, your insurance problem, this is a sick part of our medical system. Effective treatment, they don't pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting all the money into drugs, and drug all the people.
That's so sad.
They're zombie and not really treating the cause of problem. Expensive.
Mm-hmm. So you feel that you... So what is your greatest improvement, do you think?
My greatest improvement is my mental capability, and also my back.
Your back pain.
So the back pain is not better now, you can walk much better, correct?
Oh, yes. Yes, I can walk 90% better.
Wow.
After just two treatments.
I think it's a mother that who found us to bring you to see us.
Yes.
So you could be very thankful to her. Yes.
Yes, I'm very thankful to her. We also bring in my mom, and she's the one that has paid. But it's been worth, it's expensive, yes, but no, it's been worth every penny. And I have found that through all these drugs, that my mental capability, I couldn't even write checks.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. You're very young.
Yeah.
You're terrible. Yes.
And today now I can write a check, and I had some lost memory.
Mm-hmm.
My memory's coming back.
Yeah, it's only three treatments.
And depression too, right?
More depression. My depression has gotten a lot better, and I thank God for Dr. Tom.
Well, yeah, you're welcome, yes.
Diane, this is incredible news, and we wish you the best of luck.
Okay, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye.
That was Diane. She was hit 10 years ago in an auto accident, which disabled her. She had chronic pain in her left spine, osteoarthritis, spinal stenosis, incontinence, bipolar disorder. She had fatigue, depression, memory loss. She's had three treatments with Dr. Tom,
yes.
And she had such great improvement, especially with her mental capabilities and her back pain. She can walk without a walker now. This is after 10 years.
Bipolar means manic depressive.
Manic depression.
And in fact, my treatment really concentrated on the emotional part,
right.
The energy part.
Well, that's a big part of why we're
yes.
sick.
Yeah.
Please give us a call, 714-556-8664. All right, let's get to our next guest, Barbara.
She has some good follow-up news.
Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
Welcome to our show.
Barbara was on our show a couple of weeks ago. She was bleeding. You were bleeding to death. Your hemoglobin went all the way down to 2 or 3. And after 16 pints of blood transfusion, it went up to 8.8, correct?
That's right. You said that it would go up and it did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, after our treatment, from 8.8, it went down to 8.4 the time that we interviewed you.
Yes,
so how much is it now?
8.4, uh-huh. And I just got word it went up to 8.7.
Good. So,
great.
See, that reflects how you feel.
Oh,
before you were dying away because you don't have any blood.
No, I was slipping away, doctor. I couldn't move, couldn't think, couldn't. It was terrible.
Yes.
And now I'm alive again.
Yes.
So for those of you who don't know, Barbara, you have bleeding from your stomach, right?
That's correct.
Severe anemia.
Yes.
You're also diagnosed with hepatitis C.
That's correct.
Edema in your legs.
Yes.
Esophageal reflux.
Yes.
Itching, gallstones, vertigo, diarrhea.
Low-dosing list.
Wow, it's quite a huge list, and your hemoglobin was down to 2 after transfusion, 8.8, but it started going down again after the transfusion, is that right?
That's correct.
But and they say that they cannot keep giving you transfusion because that's only suppressing the symptoms.
Right.
You have to treat the source. Why you're bleeding? You mm-hmm. got to stop the source of bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Not keeping the low hemoglobin come from bleeding. You cannot keep giving blood.
Yeah.
The blood doesn't belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
And can cause transfusion reaction, can cause mm-hmm. infections,
right.
Rejection, and stuff like that.
Yep.
So we didn't do that. We fixed the problem that caused the bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you immediately feel it.
I can't tell you how wonderful I feel.
And how many treatments have you had, Barbara?
Eight
treatments.
Eight treatments.
That's incredible.
Compared to the cost. I asked the world to compare the costs of conventional treatment with ours. See, right now you really don't need our treatment, except we continue to make you stronger. We want to get you up to 12, back to 12, 13, that's a more normal hemoglobin level. Yeah.
But this news is incredible, Barbara.
Anything else you want to share with us?
That was my question. I was going to ask you, how high is that would be right for me for my hemoglobin to go, so I've had adequate energy and all that.
But right now you have adequate energy. If you stay on the diet I told you and keep the balance, you will by yourself go back to the normal range, which is 12 or more.
Yeah.
Okay? But without help, you go up there faster.
Yeah,
you still have other imbalances because you have a very severe problem. You basically, without our treatment, within a couple of months, 2-3 months, you have died. Because hemoglobin at 2 or 3 is not compatible with life.
Yes.
Yeah. We need the blood to hold the energy. The blood is like the body that holds the soul. Your soul is slipping away. That's how you felt.
Yes, absolutely. I can feel it.
Well,
yeah.
Barbara, thank you for joining us again.
My pleasure.
And good luck to you. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you kindly.
Okay.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Barbara's follow-up, the follow-up interview with her. Hemoglobin was down to 2 after transfusion with 16 pints of blood, went up to 8.8, but started slipping again. Doctor said that they could not keep giving her transfusions. She came to Dr. Tong and her hemoglobin has shot up again to 8.7 and it probably continues to go up.
Yes, it will.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Okay, we have a caller from Glendale, Mary. Let's get to her. Hi, May.
Hello.
Thanks for waiting.
Yes.
Certainly.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I have very severe pain in my left heel, and I don't know how it started. I've had it now, this is about the fourth month, and it's extremely hard to walk on. It feels like nerve pain. I don't really know what it is, but you talked about being able to help pain.
Yes. Not only I can help your pain, I can cure it. That means that after a certain number of treatment, you will not even need our treatment. Your symptom will be free. You will not need to take any medication or other remedies. That's called a curing a problem rather than masking symptoms with drugs forever. Anytime you have to take a remedy for the rest of life, you're not really treating the problem.
Right.
The problem has to do with two systems, your mental and spiritual system, whether they're connected to your physical body. And the conventional treatment, conventional doctors do not understand human a spiritual entity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't take any pain medication because I don't believe in that.
Good. Yeah. Okay, if you don't believe in it, okay, then there's no point of seeing any doctor who use medication as the only therapy, because all you end up doing is tests. Mm-hmm. Okay, but the ultimate thing you want to do is get well.
Yeah.
I can help you, okay? You have to do with the energy system, the Chinese study that, the Indian study that, and all the primitive society knew that a human is really a mental, spiritual being managing a physical project. That's our body. Our body changes all the time, but the invisible part holds our mental faculties and spiritual entity is really our true entity. Mm-hmm. And that sustains health. So,
do you have a number? We can give you a number. You can call for an appointment if you'd like.
Yes, I would.
Okay, it's 714.
Just a moment.
I'll explain more to you when you're calling and exactly how, you know, because you have several people waiting. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's 714-556-8664.
Yes. 8664. I wrote it down.
Okay.
And thank you very much.
No problem.
Yes, I can help you. Okay, you'll be happy. Most likely you'll feel better the first time.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because it is absolutely miserable. Even when I'm off of the foot, it's pain.
Well,
yes.
Don't worry.
Yeah, we can help you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, should we get to our next guest?
Yes, let's get to our next guest.
Okay, Midge. Let's get Midge on the line. Hello, Midge.
Oh, hi.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you
for waiting. Midge, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Well, I live in Irvine, and I'm a retired school teacher.
Okay.
I taught 25 years in public school, and I moved to Orange County from Arcadia about 20 years ago, and I live down here.
Okay, and Mitch, do you mind if I just kind of run down your list of symptoms?
That's okay.
Okay, so you're diagnosed with osteoporosis, you have gallbladder disease, kidney problems, liver problems, weight loss, you had a history of lung cancer, chronic lung infection, and heart palpitations. So this is quite a list.
What were the main problems? And what was the improvement you had gotten coming from us?
Well, when I came in your office, I was spitting yellow mucus.
Oh, yes.
At the first visit, and breath and pain in my lungs. And then after the first treatment, next day, I didn't have the cough and the spitting and not the pain, and I didn't need any more antibiotics.
One treatment
was a life-saving miracle.
No kidding.
I've been looking for years for somebody that knew how to address the problem and not just lighten the symptoms with antibiotics.
That's right. You were the one who could not stop clearing your throat and keep spitting out yellow, big sputums in there with that. You used up the whole box of my Kleenex.
I was looking for Kleenex all the time.
Yes.
So, Midge, after one treatment, that your coughing stopped. One treatment, Dr.
No more antibiotics, and I've been a great lung specialist has been giving me a constant antibiotics for 3 months trying to stop this lung infection, and it wouldn't work.
For 3 months, and one treatment, and you did not need any more.
So I don't have to take any more antibiotics.
That's
it's
incredible. What other improvements have you noticed?
Well, I have more energy, and I have some, I'm not so depressed, and because I knew I had to have a miracle sooner, I wouldn't be here, because I've lost weight so much that I don't have any more to lose.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And how long have you had these problems then?
Some of it is granted, but 25 years ago I was healed of cancer by a German doctor, I got rid of the cancer all right without any cutting and burning.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband passed away, and they said the stress that I went through with caused a bad situation where my body would sort of it would affect my metabolism and my body would just sort of live off its muscles, and that's what I've been doing gradually, so that I don't have any muscles left.
Now, how many trainings have you had with Dr. Tom?
I've only been there twice.
Twice?
Right.
And you're off all your antibiotics now?
Right.
No more coffee?
After the first time.
Wow, and your voice sounds very clear.
So I can breathe better. I can feel like I almost, even today, I just felt like I was in a different world for a change. I felt so bad for so long and so little sleep that I almost forgot how it feels to feel better.
And the second treatment, I noticed that you can talk nonstop.
Right. I don't
which is very good
for
a woman.
Yes. So now I have to tell everybody about you. I didn't tell people about you before I got home.
Wonderful. Midge,
people should find out about you.
Yes.
Midge, thank you so much for joining us today. You sound wonderful.
We'll follow you up later on to make sure that to tell the people that you are cured.
We'll call you again.
I know you fixed my other problems gradually as I'm able to handle it.
Yes.
Have a great weekend, Midge.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have David on the line. David.
Hello.
Hello, thanks for waiting.
You're welcome. I'm not a patient of Dr. Tong.
Okay, do you have a question?
Patient, and I wanted to relate a story that I went through. I've had 15 months of severe inflammatory condition with weight loss, and have had blood tests with a doctor, not an HMO doctor, another physician, and he took loads of tests, and the only thing that came up was mycoplasma. And he said to see his infectious disease specialist, and you know how expensive they can be, so I called my HMO primary care physician to get a referral, and he told me he would not refer me over unless he saw me. So I went to see him, and he's a heart specialist, not only, and connected with one of the major hospitals in Southern California. I took all of those blood tests with me to show him, and he examined me for a prostate problem first, never telling me how he felt it was. Then he looked at my blood test results, and he stood up from his chair and said, "You have colon cancer." Looking at the blood.
You told me that before. It still sounds funny.
And he ordered me to have a colonoscopy after he said that.
So I looking at the blood test?
I think it's a condom, so you need to have an operation.
So, David, are you going to...
Basically, yes, and so he's in shock. I didn't...
Yes. David?
And he asked me to... I asked him what was causing my joint inflammation. He said, I don't know. And without giving any referral to any infectious disease specialist or even a rheumatologist, then I left that office and I haven't gone back again.
Great. David, we've run out of time, but maybe we can follow up with you next week.
Yeah,
next week
we can call and give you more time to express your story.
Okay.
Yes?
You want me to call next Saturday?
Let's talk about you next week.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on cable and 7:40. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. This is Elaine. Say goodbye and have a great weekend.
from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque.